Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to this Lenten edition of the Sunday podcast. We're taking a look this week at the fourth Sunday of Lent. I'm your host, Mark Hart. Let's get to it. Have you ever watched a romantic comedy or a romantic drama or a Hallmark movie or something where two people just get off on the wrong foot? Now, you know, ultimately watching this, they're going to fall in love because they're the two main characters. But boy, you're 5 minutes in and they're in a coffee shop and, you know, he spills coffee on her or she awkwardly insults him. Or before you know it, the two characters, the main characters, who, again, you know, are going to fall in love. You know, they're the ones on the movie poster. OK, it's not a big mystery, but it starts in the first 5 or 10 minutes and they are not getting off on the right foot. And inevitably, all of a sudden, when the soundtrack kicks in and there's something cute that happens, they realize what a special guy he is or what a special girl she is. All of a sudden, they lock eyes and one of them says, inevitably, you know, we kind of got off on the wrong foot. Why don't we just start over? Let's just start over. And then this really awkward moment, hi, I'm Kevin. Hi, I'm Sarah, or whatever, right? And they reintroduce themselves, even though they're 30 minutes into the movie. You know what I'm talking about. That's what I feel like when we read these readings this week. Yes, I have a wife and 3 daughters. These are the movies that I watch. When I hear this week, this is what I feel like, because in this first reading from Joshua, you hear the first words. The Lord says to Joshua, today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you. And he says, while the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover. And at this point, most of us tune out. I have no idea where these places are. I don't understand what the reproach of Egypt was. Oh, I guess chalk up one more Sunday. It was a wasted first reading. A little bit of context. In this reading from Joshua, this is after the Israelites have been wandering the desert for 40 years. They finally come to the promised land. They've sacked Jericho. And they're starting over. And God's like, look, the punishment of your ancestors, the 40 years wandering, that's over now. From the time from Egypt, I've removed it. It's done. We're starting over. Hi, I'm God. He's like, hi, I'm Joshua. We're starting the relationship over. Okay. Israel, the nation of Israel, was the firstborn of God. It was like they were God's children. And God is saying, look, we're going to start this relationship over. Okay. Got off on the wrong foot. That was not my bad. It was yours. You had to learn a lesson. You've learned the lesson now. We're starting over. We're pressing reset. Boom. As a new relationship, okay? And that's what we're hearing about in the second reading. The very first thing you hear, brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away. New things have come. He's looking at us and saying, look, I've reconciled this. I've reconciled you all through Jesus Christ. We're pressing reset. When Jesus comes, we press reset, okay? When you go to confession, you're pressing reset. When you and I are going to Mass, okay, we're pressing reset. We're saying, okay, I got to rethink this, recalibrate. That's right. I'm not a sinner. I'm made to be a saint. I'm supposed to be in this relationship. I'm supposed to be a new creation. Okay, so we're going to start this over again. This gospel, the most famous gospel in history, gospel of the prodigal son, everybody's heard it before, whether or not you even go to Mass, people have heard this story. It's been done and redone in countless movies over the years, countless stories. This idea of the sinful child who goes off running and all of a sudden, you know, runs out of money, runs out of everything, and realizes what they had, and they come running back looking for mercy. And the father meets the sinner where they are. Okay, but what happens? The son comes back thinking, I'm going to have to be a slave, and I'd rather be a slave than be starving. And the dad doesn't say, you're going to be a slave. Dad says, hey, get a robe, get some slippers, kill the fatted calf. Let's have a party. We're pressing reset. Let's start over. This went the wrong direction. We got off on the wrong foot. We're starting over again. And that's what happens. That's the key. And that's why halfway through Lent, we're having these readings. Okay, because what's been happening during Lent is we're supposed to be pressing reset. We're supposed to be redefining our relationship. We're supposed to be allowing God to do new things in us. We're supposed to be going back to God. And when we go back to God in confession, we go back to God in prayer, we go back to God in the sacraments, we're allowing God to press reset. We're allowing him to remind us, hey, you're a new creation. We're allowing him to remind us, hey, I've removed the reproach. Okay, you learned your lesson from that before? Good. Now we're starting over again. Let's start this new. That's the relationship that God wants with all of us. It doesn't have to play out in some cheesy romantic comedy. It's playing out in real life. The question is whether or not you're going to live in a way that allows that reset to really take root.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.